Shalom Vracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we are learning Sfas Tum from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Zayin, Shemner 56, and this is actually the conclusion of this Sefer from the Chavetz Chaim, Sfas Tumim. It's also the conclusion of our fifth Sefer, which we started this series around 2 years ago, as a Schus for Chaylim, and when COVID broke out in this neighborhood, in this part of the world. And it should be continued Schus as we go forward with Mitzvah Hashem, future Sfarim. The Chavetz Chaim says, a person has to be very careful to be margal himself, accustom himself to always speak emes. And this midah, this attribute of always living your life with the midah of emes, will prevent you from doing evil and protect you from only doing good. And he brings a maisa shahoya. There was a person. Shayaver al kol avera shabailam. You hear this? The person did every single avera possible. And he went to a chacham. He says, teach me. Teach me the way of doing tshuva. Obolifnei a chacham shayarlai derech tshuva. So what did the chacham tell him to do? And the Chacham tells him, "Sheizor b'tachlis hazehirus lisrachik midavar sheker. Be as careful as possible. Distance yourself from any lies, any sheker." And with this approach, that you grab onto the midas ha'emes as strong as possible, and you distance yourself from any possibility of lying, you'll become a bal tshuva gomer. Why is that? Because a person is going to set himself away, distance himself from any evil, any ra. Why? Because if someone's going to ask him, did you do something wrong? He doesn't want to have to bring himself to lie. And if he doesn't lie, he's going to be embarrassed to say what he really did wrong, because he knows he always has to say the truth. He's going to be embarrassing himself. So therefore you see the beauty of what the Chacham told this person. You want to be a Baal Tshuva Gemura, Baal Tshuva, you want to do Tshuva in the greatest way? What do? You grab onto the Midas HaEmes. Always speak truthfully. No lying. And everything you do is really called consistency. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is teaching us over here. It's consistency. The Midah of consistency. Because a person is always going to say the Emes. And then he knows if he does something wrong, he has to say that he did it wrong. He'll be embarrassed. So he doesn't want to bring himself to that situation. So you see, emes as you say the binyan is the foundation to a person's life as a yid. Chazal tells Chaysomoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The signet, the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Says in Sefer Yoina ben Amitai. Amitai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoin is the son that is the neshama that comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Amitai, is Emes. Concludes here the Chavetz Chaim. V'amachzik bo yimtzachein bein elekim v'odom. Person who lives his life with the Midas Emes, he's going to find chein, favor in the eyes of Hashem and his friends as well, people as well. V'chein tzorich lizor bo shiyem mekor hamidas el yoinos. Person has to be extremely careful with this midas ha'emes. Shimekor hamidas el yunis is of the most precious, precious, beautiful midas ha'emes. Concludes this beautiful sefer Sfas Tum from the Chavetz Chaim ve'elokeinu yetzlichenu bo berachmo v'chasodov. Amen. We shall always zoiche to the highest degree. To be kindness, midas ha'emes, in everything we do. To be consistent in our avodas Hashem, bein adam lechaveroi, bein adam lemakoim. It should be a schus for us, a schus for our chaverim, for Klal Yisrael. All those who need refuas and yeshuas, parnasa, shiduchim, zerakayama. All the tefillah should be answered. And min Hashem, we should see Mashiach Tzidkein Meheri b'yameinu. On our way to our next Sefer of the Chavetz Chaim. Mazel tov on the conclusion of the Sefer. And thank you for joining.